Magandang gabi po ulit sa lahat, and welcome again sa gathering ng Crossroad Church of Dubai. Ako po si James Brillantes at naglilingkod bilang isa sa mga miyembro ng iglesyang ito. And tonight, we are in the last part ng ating sermon series sa Libro ng Jude. And last Friday, pinag-aralan natin na we have learned that yung author ng librong ito ay si Jude, or si Judas, tulad na sinabi kanina ni Paeng. Jude is a younger brother of James and a younger brother of our Lord Jesus Christ, a man who has been transformed and saved by grace through faith and became part of God's true family. Alam natin from last week that he is a man who was once a fierce opponent or nangunguna sa pag-oppose sa kay Jesus Christ. And now, through this letter, he is calling all the believers to contend for the one true faith, which is ang theme ng libro na inaaral natin. And he's calling the church to that kind of work dahil ang church na kanyang sinulatan or even tayo ngayon ay heavily attacked ng mga false teachers who are carrying and inflicting false beliefs, confusion, and division sa loob ng iglesia. He said na yung mga false teachers ato are not just coming from outside, but they are inside, or they are among us. They are crept in and dwelling, living among us. And we learn as well na yung pagkakilanlan ng mga false teachers na ito and yung judgment that has been reserved for them by God. And tonight, sa passage na ating aaralan, Jude is calling us how we should, as a church, respond sa mga false teachers na ito. Our main point for tonight is this. The church is called to defend for her gospel purity and unity by persevering in the faith. So since this is a continuation, makikita ninyo, it seems familiar yung ating main point. And I have divided this passage into three parts. Una, a call to remember, which is in covers verses 17 to 19. A call to persevere, verses 20 to 23, and a call to praise, verses 24 and 25. A call to remember. We can see here, basa natin, so verse 17, ang sabi niya dyan, but you must remember, beloved, the predictions of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. After Jude lists yung description, and after he unmasks yung mga false teachers ito in previous verses, which is covers yung verses 8 to 16, makikita natin dito and how he turns his attention sa mga believers o sa loob ng o sa mga sa iglesia with an aim to give a command. At sabi niya dito, but you must remember. The word remember here is not just a simple of remembering yung pangalan ng isang tao or ano yung sinabi niya. But this one calls a person or the church itself sa isang a strong call to remember or to take seriously ang kanyang babala. And we see here, even sa kanyang libro, and that he repeatedly used yung salita na ito. Makikita natin in verse 5, yung sabi niya dyan, I want to remind you. And even in verse 3, with almost the same implication, yung sinabi niya, to write an appealing to you. Bakit? Why? Because in the midst of difficult situations, mga kapatid, where our faith is being challenged, our faith is being questioned, perhaps in an appealing or convincing way, we have a tendency to deviate. We have a tendency to fall away. We have a tendency to abandon yung ating pinaniniwalaan. In a way, or even in a way that other people would laugh, make fun, or fun of, or because of sa ating faith, we become anxious and wary that we easily forget yung truth or even yung promises ng Panginoon sa magitan ng kanyang salita. Do you still remember yung line? It's coming from Genesis chapter 3, verse 1. Did God actually say that? Did God actually say? That's the line or the question, the tone na ginamit ng serpent in tempting Eve. We know that this is not just a simple question by Satan, but a question of God's authority hiding in a deceptive, divisive question. And we know that things did not go well after that. So why is it important na to remind, or you ministry ng reminders, just like what we have said from last Friday? Well, tulad na nga na sinabi natin kanina that we easily forget, at hindi dahil sa masasabi natin kasi tumatanda na tayo o sakit natin siya kasi makakalimutin tayo, but or perhaps that is true, but the primary reason is that yung kasalanan nito is innate sa atin. We easily forget about God. So ano ang reminder na ito? We can see here that Jude refers sa may, o sinabi niya na predictions, or spoken words uttered by the apostles beforehand. May kita natin yan in 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 2 to 3. These are the warnings na binigay niya, na sinabi niya pertaining sa mga false teachers na ito. And notice how Jude validates ang warning na ito. Again, in verse 17, sabi niya, he said that these are from the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. These are from the apostles of our Lord Jesus. Why is it important that Jude would validate yung message na to? Well, imagine, church, that during their time, maraming falsehood na kumakalat. There are false teachers who were among them, staying with them, living with them, and whispering falsehood. And it is important that this man would affirm na yung warning na ito is coming from the apostles. The word apostles here, with a big A, means sent out. It means that they are the original 12 na pinili na Panginoon, including even yung si Paul, so makikita natin yung story niya sa libro ng Acts. So this is important because in the midst of great confusion brought by these false teachers, believers are anxious about what they should believe and who should they believe. And to be part ng mga apostles na yan, you need to have these qualifications. Una is you have witness yung resurrected Christ, which is makikita natin in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 9. You have been chosen by the Holy Spirit or Christ himself, just like in the case of Paul when he encountered Jesus Christ on the road of Damascus, wherein that time he was being converted and was called to be an apostle of God or apostle of Christ. And the third one is able to perform signs and wonders, which confirms yung office na to. And kung makikita natin in Acts 12, chapter 2, verse 42, their primary work is teaching and preaching the word. Nakita natin dyan, and sabi dyan sa Acts chapter 2, verse 42, and they devoted themselves, yung mga believers ito, to apostles' teaching and fellowship, to breaking of bread and prayer, which is yung isang ordinance na ito, yung breaking of bread we'll be doing later after ng sermon natin. Now, Jude is making a distinction here to which they are to listen, yung mga believers ito, and whose voice and authority they are to listen para maprotektahan sila laban sa mga mali at huwad na katuruan. You see how important is it right now? Because the apostles' words, or yung mga apostles ito, carry an authority that does not come from them, their own selves, but coming from the authority that was bestowed to them by our Lord Jesus Christ. So in behalf of Christ, they are speaking, giving yung warning na to. Sa panahon natin ngayon, mga kapatid, na wala na yung mga apostles with capital A upang bigyan tayo ng mga warnings about yung mga false teachers na to and teachers na to, but we have His Word, the Bible. But the question is, in the midst of our busy week, kaninong authority, kaninong voice ang ating pinaniniwalaan, ang ating pinakikinggan? Is it the authority or the voice of God that comes from His Word? Or is it the voice that's coming from the world? In verses 18 to 19, you can see yung warning dito. Sabi dito, they said to you in the last time, there will be scoffers following their own ungodly passions. In this, who cause divisions, worldly people devoid of the Spirit. But the point of Jude's warning here is that to point yung church to the future na mga na events. Instead, his aim is to set yung mind ng church that we are now in the last time. That these things are happening right now. It commences sa unang pagdating ni Jesus Christ and it will last until sa kanyang pagbalik. And not only that, that he's pointing us to that reality, but he's telling us that there are scoffers. There are people who will mock, people who will ridicule yung ating pinahiniwalaan, who will ridicule the Christ that we believe, who follows their own passion than the Word of God, who claims to know God, but mock the idea of judgment. These people, according to Jude, is now present among us. And this is the warning of the apostles that it is happening right now. It is true to every Christendom, to every church is trying to be faithful sa salita ng Panginoon. It's like yung sinasabi dito ni Jude sa mga believers, it's like, hey, buckle up. Be ready. Do not be anxious or worry about this because we have been warned. We have been given this word. But instead, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks for a reason for the hope that is in you. So, makikita natin yan in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. Always being prepared to make defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you. And this is true, mga kapatid. Hindi po ba? Jesus Himself has explicitly warned us about these false teachers and how we are going to respond to them. Makikita natin yan in Mark 13, verses 22 to 23. Nabasa natin dyan. That Christ Himself said, for false Christ, sa Pinas meron yan, di ba? That false Christ and false prophets will arise and perform signs and wonders to lead astray, if possible, the elect. But ito yung kanyang admonition. But be on guard. I have told you all things beforehand. Even the Apostle Paul gives us warning in several epistles. And here, sa Acts 20 to 29, ito yung sinabi niya, I know that after my departure, fierce wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock, and from among your own selves will arise men speaking twisted things to draw away the disciples after them. Therefore, be alert, remembering for 3 years I did not cease night or day to admonish everyone with tears. Apostle Peter himself, in 2 Peter 2, verses 1 to 3, or in verse 2, he says, but false prophets also arose among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you who will secretly bring destructive heresies, even denying the master who brought them, bringing upon themselves swift destruction. And many will follow their sensuality, and because of them, the way of truth will be blemished. And in their greed, they will exploit you with false words. Their condemnation from long ago is not ill, and their destruction is not asleep. And this is a good thing for us, church, that we have this kind of warning coming from the Word of God. God providentially preserved yung mga warnings na ito and passed through sa mga apostles, including yung kanilang mga teachings, yung kanilang mga preachings, in which makes us our Bible, our Scripture. These were written instructions and warning para sa atin. for us not to be anxious, for us not to be worried kung bakit nangyayari ito ngayon, for us not to ask God, why, Lord, is this happening? Bakit Panginoon? Or question yung credibility na salita ng Panginoon, or question, or even question those who are handling the word of truth. Paul himself, so 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 14, sabi niya, I do not write these things to make you ashamed, but to admonish you, to warn you as my beloved children. Kapatid, when you are thinking that God is not in control dahil sa nangyayaring ito, if you are thinking that God is not a loving God because of this, let us remember that God did not leave us unwarned. God did not leave us unprotected. But He is using the whole counsel ng kanyang salita, yung scripture, to warn us that He is here protecting us. That we can be ready and informed to respond to such threat. Kapatid, kung si Peter, si Paul, si Jude, and even our Lord Jesus Christ warned the church several times that there will be scoffers and false teachers in the church, this should not shock us. Hindi tayo dapat magulat dito. Hindi tayo dapat madismay o mapanghinaan. If we would encounter sa ating mga Bible study false teachers, if we will encounter sa ating mga Bible study falsehood, if we would encounter sa merienda fellowship a divisive person, this should not shock us. This should not caught us off guard. Because the Bible is very clear that it gives us warning that these people will come and be part ng isang iglesia. But then, such falsehood could come from a close friends. Such falsehood could come sa part ng ating family. It could be a person na nilulook up natin, niya-admire natin because of their knowledge about the Word of God. But we must be prepared to stand against falsehood that compromise yung church, yung purity ng church, yung purity ng gospel. We need to stand as one, fighting and contending for this. The second point, makikita natin dito, is covering verses 20 to 23, a call to persevere. Verse 20, it says, but you, beloved, building yourselves up in your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit. One of the vital reasons kung bakit yung isang building could survive yung malakas na earthquake is yung kanyang foundation. Same manner, Jude finds it necessary for every Christian believer to be founded well in Christ. Kumikita natin dito, from addressing the congregation, he is now addressing yung personal na buhay ng mga Kristiyano. You can see here, by giving weight sa personal at sa bawat buhay ng miyembro ng iglesia, with having in mind yung question, how are we going to withstand sa attack ng mga false teachers? Jude gives us a series of exhortations here or commands on how we are going to do this. Una, makikita natin yung sinabi niya, building yourselves up in your most holy place. As much as important, friends, or church, to defend our faith against false teachers, we Christians must first know God. That is very vital sa buhay ng isang Kristiyano. We must first know God through His Word. How could you defend a God or a set of beliefs if you or we ourselves do not know kung sino yung Diyos na to? Kung ano yung character niya? kung ano yung tungkol, yung patungkol sa kanya, sa kanyang salita. Because no one could ever defend what he or she believes if not equipped or built upon it. The idea here is a constant growth, a constant or never passive, not one time, but constantly and actively engaging yung sarili natin sa salita ng Diyos. This is also means that by devoting ourselves in studying and meditating God's Word, we are allowing God's Word to shape our minds, to shape our lives, so that we could flesh out yung truth na ito. We could apply this sa ating iglesia, that we could easily discern kung sino yung mga nagtuturo patungkol or tunay patungkol sa Diyos at kung sino yung hindi. In Acts 20:32, sabi niya, "Now I entrust you to God and the message of His grace that is able to build you up and give you an inheritance with all those who are set apart for Himself." Si Apostle Paul also finds yung importance nito when for those who are leading ang isang iglesia, when he exhorts a young pastor, Timothy, in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 13, sinabi niya, kay Timothy, "Devote yourselves to the public reading of the Scripture, to exhortation, and to teaching." Why? Because the life of the church depends on God Himself, the Word who became flesh. That is our Lord Jesus Christ. And the Scripture is the complete revelation of God, who sino siya. God's Word gives us yung objective truth, who sino yung Panginoon. It facts about God and our Christian faith. And this is where we should build our own souls. Mga kapatid, kamusta ang ating Bible readings from the past weeks? Do we find joy in doing this? Or do we find it as a burden? Do we have a time to devour yung salita ng Panginoon? Or are we just studying yung Scripture because para lang may isagot tayo sa ating CG o sa ating mga assignments? Another command here na binigay ni Paul, which is very vital sa buhay ng isang Kristiyano, is yung prayer. Sinabi niya, praying in the Holy Spirit. This means of having constant communication with God and praising Him through sa ating panalangin. Jude views this as a vital sa buhay ng isang Kristiyano because this is our way of communicating sa ating Panginoon, expressing our dependence and yung ating reliance sa Kanya. A privilege as well, we can earnestly ask God sa Kanyang tulong sa atin, in our daily walk, in our spiritual battle. It is also a privilege for us, church, to pray for others. It is also a privilege for us, church, to pray for our pastors, to pray for our elders, to pray for our leaders. One thing that we do here sa Crossroads, kung mapapansin ninyo yesterday, nag-send ako ng ating membership directory. And one of the purpose of that membership directory is not just to keep yung numbers natin or to have information about sa mga members natin. But one of its purpose is for us to use it para ipanalangin ang ating mga kapatiran. Mga kapatid, do we use it? Do we take advantage yung bagay na yun for us to pray for our brothers and sisters in the Lord? But if we want to grow in our faith sa Panginoon, let us not neglect yung mga bagay na to. Let us not neglect yung importance ng panalangin. Let us not spend or give God na mga spare time natin o mga tira-tirang oras natin sa buong araw. Instead, let us be intentional and serious sa ating panalangin sa Kanya. Ephesians 6:18, sabi dyan, praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints. In verse 21, another command na binigay dito ni Jude. Sabi dyan, keeping yourselves in the love of God, waiting for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that leads to salvation. This command, keeping yourselves in the love of God, is the primary command or the main verb na ginamit niya sa text na to. Which is, kung isipin natin, yung building ourselves up, yung prayer links dito sa command na to. Keep yourselves in the love of God. Jude does not imply na yung salvation dito is through work. It does not imply na meron tayong contribution sa ating salvation. Remember, kung maalala natin from last week, sinabi natin that salvation is granted to us by God Himself before the foundation of time. He is the one who called us to be part ng kanyang family. And even in verse 24, na text natin dito, it says that He is the one who perseveres us. He's the one who caused us to continue in faith. Meaning salvation is from the beginning, is from God, and even up to the end. Indeed, salvation is by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. But, mga kapatid, it does not mean na wala na tayong gagawin. O magiging passive na lang tayo. Uupo tayo, makikinig at uuwi. It does not mean like that. Remember that the scripture is very clear that we are also called to remain in God's love. Again, not a means for salvation, but a confirmation of our salvation. We are already there, placed, we're having that kind of relationship sa ating Panginoon. And we, as a believers, should respond joyfully out sa relationship na ibinigay niya sa atin. Basa natin in John 15, verse 9 to 10. Sabi dyan, as the Father has loved me, sabi ni Jesus Christ, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in His love. By giving this command, si Jude what Jude is trying to say here is that Christians are able to remain in God's love by studying and praying for a deepened understanding of God's Word and the Gospel as to avoid yung tinatawag natin na apostasy or yung abandoning the faith and to be succumbed to false teachings and corrupt lifestyle katulad na na-experience sa mga mamang ito. And while waiting for the second coming, for the mercy or the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, by doing such thing, mga kapatid, we are just confirming yung reality na ginawa ng Panginoon sa atin through Christ Jesus. And that is the saving work that Christ has done for us. In a simple sense, mama, this is about our sanctification. That formerly we are living in a life that is filthy because of sin. But now, since we are now a part of God's family, we're having that kind of relationship with Him, we are now growing sa ating pagmamahal sa Kanya and growing in hating yung kasalanan. Friends, how are we keeping ourselves in the love of God? what are the observable things in our life that we can say, or others could say, that we are growing in God's love. Perhaps some of us here would say that Jude's exhortation is basic or simple lang or napaka-practical. Yes, that's true. It's basic, it's simple, and practical exhortations. Yet, very vital, napaka-importante sa buhay ng isang Kristiyano. And oftentimes, neglected sa buhay ng isang Kristiyano. Friends, let us continue to do the basics. Let's read and pray God's word. Warn and pray for one another that we may not be deceived by falsehood. That we may be able to stand firm and quick and wise to call out in love a person who teaches or champions falsehood while waiting in God's return. Also, while waiting in the return of our Lord Jesus Christ, Jude calls us to work for the ministry by saving others through sharing and preaching the gospel to them. We can see here in verses 22 to 23 the effects ng mga false teachers na ito at ang kanilang mga maling katuruan. But in the same way, Jude is calling us or calls us to have who have received mercy and compassion from God to extend mercy also to others by reminding them of the gospel in hopes na they might be compelled, they might be snatched out from the lake of fire. Let us be clear here, the church, that we do not have the power to save soul, but God does. So by extending mercy, we are pointing them to God who is merciful and where mercy is truly found through Christ Jesus. Ikita natin in verse 20, sabi niya, have mercy on those who doubt. Save others, 23, by snatching them out of the fire. To others, show mercy with fear, hating even the garment stained by the flesh. Here, Jude gives us three category na mga tao who are in danger in abandoning the faith. Una, sabi niya, those who doubt. These are the members na are not just simply doubting yung kanilang faith, but thinking of abandoning yung kanilang paniniwala. Thinking of abandoning yung Panginoon. Dahil sa impluensya ng mga false teachers, dahil sa mga maling katuruan na kanilang tinuturo. Jude calls us to extend mercy by not slandering them, by not criticizing yung mga mamang ito, yung mga kapatirang ito. I would say na, kasi napakahina mo eh. O sa halip, Jude calls us to extend compassion, to reach out to anila, explaining and reasoning with them, and giving them warning patungkol sa sinasabi ng Biblia. In hopes that they would be compelled and restored in faith. The second group na makikita natin dito are those who are in real danger, who were impacted by the actions of the godless men or false teachers among them. Perhaps these are the people na embrace yung false theology ng mga false teachers ito. And it perhaps they might be enjoying yung lifestyle na meron yung mga false teachers ito. Jude calls us to snatch them out of the fire. Yung imagery na ginamit dito is katulad sa isang stick na kinuha o yung stick na o pagkuha sa stick sa lumalagablab na apoy para hindi ito masunog. This alludes sa story din sa Old Testament sa libro ni Zechariah chapter 3 verses 1 to 5 wherein yung story dyan is si Joshua, hindi yung Joshua na nag-conquest sa Canaan, but this is a high priest during sa time ni Haggai tsaka ni Zechariah himself. He is a high priest. Yung role po ng isang high priest is the one who goes inside sa Holy of Holies and siya yung nag-o-offer ng sacrifices, ng offerings sa tabernacle or sa Holy of Holies. Makikita natin dito in Zechariah chapter 3 verses 1 to 5 na Satan was accusing Joshua the high priest dahil sa kanyang kasalanan and desired na i-condemn yung high priest na ito. But God spared and saved Joshua from Satan's accusation. Sabi ng Diyos in verse 2, this man is like a burning stick that has been snatched from the fire. Makikita natin in the preceding verses that he was been clothed with a new garments from having a filthy garments. Tinanggal yun at binigyan siya ng bagong garments, a clean one, which symbolizes ng forgiveness na natamasa ng isang tao galing sa Diyos. The story here tells us that even those who are in a imminent danger of being condemned can still be reclaimed. They can still be rescued from the judgment to come and restore sa tamang relationship sa Panginoon. And Jude is telling us that church, we have this responsibility. We are called to be a means and grace of Diyos in pointing others to Christ. Enable for them to be reclaimed. Enable for them to be rescued from perishing. The third group na makikita natin dito, sabi niya, who are deeply influenced by false teachers and corrupt by sin. Sabi ni Jude sa kanyang letter, show mercy to them, even sa mga difficult na mga mamang ito. Perhaps yung natural na response natin when we see a difficult person, a false teacher having a false theology, siguro, lalayo na lang tayo. That is perhaps our natural reaction. But here, Jude is calling us to extend mercy to them. But at the same time, with wisdom, sabi niya, with fear. With wisdom on how to deal with people whose life were corrupted ng kasalanan. Jude is telling us not to underestimate yung kasalanan, rather to approach them with wisdom, lest we too be tempted also and fall sa mga kasalanan ito. But thanks be to God that as a church or as a believer, we are not dealing this on our own. We have the church, we have the community, we have the elders who can walk with us and deal with us in this kind of situation, in this difficult situation. But brothers and sisters, let us not forget that as a church, we are also called to exercise discipline. If the cases get worse, we are also called to excommune ng isang tao o isang believer, na dating believer. In doing this, we cannot say that this is not a loving towards them. This is an loving thing para sa kanila. But as a church, this is the most loving thing that we could do to our brothers and sisters. As a church, this is the most loving thing that we could do sa bawat isa. Because we are protecting the flock of God. Praise be to God. We will just end here. Katulad kay Joshua na sinabi natin kanina, who is the high priest, there is a better Joshua. A Joshua, a high priest, that is better than him. A high priest who is 100% God and 100% man. a great high priest who did not only offer sacrifices on behalf of one nation, but for many. A great high priest who was accused of sinning, but did not sin, but chose to become sin in obedience to the will of the Father. And on the cross, this great high priest took our sins on his body, died the death that we deserve, died, he was buried, and on the third day, Jesus was raised by God the Father from the dead to confirm that what he did on the cross satisfied the wrath of the Father. And through his living and dying, Christ has earned for us the obedience that none of us could, and imputed to us the obedience ayan through faith. That through faith, we have received mercy and grace to be saved from the coming judgment of God. Now, but that this is the mercy and grace of God, the gospel that we have received, and the same gospel that Jude has commanded us to preach and to teach to others in hopes that they will be snatched, they will be saved from becoming condemnation. Friends, do we have compassion to the lost? To those who doubt? To our brothers and sisters who are inflicted with sin? Who are enjoying and blinded by sin? Do we have compassion to them? The last point may makikita natin dito is a call to praise, which covers verses 24 and 25. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time and now and forever. Amen. In this conclusion and final exhortation in Jude, he explodes in praise, declaring the glory and the grandeur of God's perfect work in the lives of the faithful, which is found in the person and the work of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now Jude is inviting us, inviting every believer to look forward to that glorious day where believers were to stand blameless sa presence ng ating Diyos, who is glorious and sovereign, who alone is able to withhold us or to hold us, to persevere sa ating faith. And even in the midst na mga attack sa mga false teachers na to, even in the midst and presence nila among us, Christ is the victor. He is the one who will keep us and present us before the Father without fault and with great joy. So friends, church, let us not be anxious. Let us not worry, mga kapatid, because of the assurance that we have in God. To end, let me read to us again verses 24 and 25, and let it be a meditative para sa atin lahat. Sabi dito, now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time, now and forevermore. Amen. The church is called to defend her gospel purity and unity by persevering in the faith. Let us pray. Lord, we ask you that by your grace, you will continue to enable us to persevere in faith. May your word grow us and inform us as we wait for the glorious day of your return. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.